Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special S'chus V'Arba Me'orani Me'orasi She'yichyu. And for Rav Aaron Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leia, Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Rav Moshe Ben Rezel, Ruiz Victoria Bastido Vida, Mishmas Basia Bas Mordechai, and S'chus Nechagetu, Shubchayim Tzvi, B'chol Nubu Me'lea. And this is based on the Torah that Moreno Rabbeinu Maran Ol Yisrael V'Kedoshah Rav Kook Zatzal Amar B'Suda Shlishit B'Tav Reish Tzadi 93 years ago. And it was recorded by Kalman Frankel and others. And it was reworked by Oliver Rabbi Aravidari. והשיחות של הרב בסעודה שלישית היו פשוט מעל ומעבר, מיוחדים מאוד. The meaning of this parasha, Parashas Vayishlach, is the battle of Yaakov for his special path in life. The primary battle was with Esav. The beginning of the parasha, he has his meeting with Esav near Penuel. The end of the parasha, there's a remez to the conflict between the Yaakov and Esav, when it talks about the leaders of Esav that ruled before the Meloch Melech of Bnei Yisrael, before the ruling of the King of Israel. The various pshatim as to what that means, but again, you see this conflict, this contrast between the rulership of Esav and the rulership of Yaakov. Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, Rabbanan Amri Malachim, Malachim Mamish. The rabbis say, Imam is sent angels. We have to understand what's the meaning of shlichus by angels. The Gemara learns shlichus from Shuma, Kentarimu Gam Atem. The Gam is even the rabbis Shaliach, just like your B'nai Bris, your Shliach has to be B'nai Bris. Therefore, the Goyim don't have shlichus. The essence of shlichus is that there's a kesher between the Shliach and the Mishalech, between the sender and the agent. There have to be some sort of chibur. The Mela Ben Bris, if he's not a Ben Bris, he can't be a Shliach if he's not a member of the covenant. The covenant is what brought us together. That's why Goyim can't be Shlichim. So the Malachim are also not B'nai Bris. So how does he send Malachim as Shlichim? Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish. How can that be? So we know that the Avos were Mekayim the whole Torah before it was given. Yuma 28b. And Rabbeinu talks about this in Parshas Vayakel, Tefrit Sadi Aleph, and Nigos HaRayan, first volume, in page 135. Also an article about it by Rabbi Melch Mar Shaul, Tami Amitzis Mishin Sarav, in the Sefer Shitato Shel Rav Kook B'Machshevet Yadut, which came out in 1953, page 50, and the Beis Yankov in Parshas Yisro on page 246, and many other sources. Koponim, the Avos were Mekayim the Torah before it was given. We have to understand, isn't Mashmut Haita La Torah Lifnei Shenitna? What meaning was there to Torah before it was given? It wasn't that they, as many Mefarshim say, it wasn't that they kept the Torah like we did. That Avraham Avinu got up in the morning, put on tefillin like we'd put on tefillin. He davened shachris like we davened shachris. I don't know how he found the minyan, but I guess he was Megari people. And his tzitzis looked like our tzitzis. So that's, in Pashto, that's not what happened. So what was their Shmiras HaTorah? So we recognize a relationship between the world of Torah and nature. The Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. So that creates a linkage, a relationship between Torah and nature. The world is a pol yotzei. The world is an outgrowth of looking into the Torah. So it emerges that if somebody is misamic, if somebody goes deeply into the world, into nature, he can come to the depths of Torah, because the world is based on the Torah. The world is a map. Rav Tzadok says that, Pshat. He calls it a map. You have a map of the world. So you want to know the map of the world? Look at Torah. This Torah is what Hashem looked into to create the world. Had Adam not sinned, we wouldn't have needed a written Torah. These lives themselves would have been misnala pichukei Torah. And therefore it says, Zet Sefer told us Adam, only after the Chedei Tadas. Only then they needed a Sefer, they needed a written Torah. Parenthetically, Rav Kook has a shtickle where he talks about women learning Torah. And he really finds a preference for not learning from Svarim. He says Svarim is a Yerida. So women who aren't mitzvah to learn, they really have an aliyah in a certain sense. because their whole life, their whole essence is Torah. Nothing they look in a book. Sometimes, my wife asks me a shaila, what's the halacha? Oh, let me look it up. I look up in the Shemir Shabbos, up in the Mishnah Berurah. So you're following a book as opposed to it being in your kishkas, in your pumping through your veins. So that before the Chayt Adam HaRishon, we need to look in books. Torah was pumping in their veins. Only the Sefer Todos Adam after the Chayt of Adam HaRishon. Only then we needed Sfar, after the Chayt Adas. But beforehand, it was their whole life was Torah. Now, since the Avos came to be attack in the Chayt of Adam HaRishon, that's why Avraham Avinu was called Adam Agodo Banokam, a great man, because he's coming to be attack in the Chayt of Adam HaRishon. So it turns out that the Kiyum HaTorah was in the realm of Zeh Sefer Toldos, before it's the Sefer Toldos HaAdam. Before the creation, before the Sefer Toldos HaAdam, before it was a book, before we needed books, before the sin. And it is built on the revelation of God in nature. And this aspect of Shemiras HaTorah, through which the laws of nature are orchestrated and guided. In other words, that's the Torah that the Avos were keeping. The Torah that you look in the world and you see what God wants. And that type of Torah, that Torah of looking into the world and based on which the Chukei HaTeva are conducted, the laws of nature are conducted, that's the type of Torah that Avraham Avinu had, and that's the type of Torah that that the Malachim had. Baruch Hu Hashem, Malachav Giburei Koch Osei Dvaro. Bless Hashem, His angels, those people of strong power who do His word, and Chazal say. And then it says Lashma B'Kol Dvaro. So they're marked in Nasiv Nishma. First Osei, and then Lashma B'Kol Dvaro. It's Pasuk Tehillim, 103:20. So first is their Asiya. First is their Asiya, and then is their Shmiya. So they also, when the Malachim, when it says they keep the Torah, meaning it's their nature to follow the word of God. Just like the Avos, it was their nature to follow the word of God, so to the Malachim, it's their nature to follow the word of God. So they do Nasa V'Nishma, we do Nasa V'Nishma, and that's what Chazal say, Shabbos 88, that we knew the secret of the Malachim. We said Nasa V'Nishma, Malachim also Nasa V'Nishma. That's this Bechina of pre-sin of your doing Torah, following Torah based on your essential nature. We find the kesher between the Jews and the Malachim in the Medrash, in Bamidbar Rabba, that when the Jews saw the angels had flags, they also wanted flags, halavai. And Hashem said, all right, I'll give you Hashem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimal Hashem Kol Mishal Seinu. Hashem fulfilled our wishes by giving us the Nidgol, the Degel. So that's the Bechin of Nasa. That's the secret of the Malachi Hasharis of Nasa, doing, of having this Mishtar, this Shibutz of Amachneu V'Antiglo, everyone in their own place, everyone in the proper place, under their flag. That's the Olam HaAsiyah Memushtar. That's the policed, guarded, properly guided, governed area that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. So that is a commonality between the Jews and the Malachim. We both have these flags. So this commonality, this common denominator between the Jews and the Malachim and the Avos of the Malachim of being able to follow Torah al-Pi Teva is what enabled Yaakov to send Malachim. Yes, what's the chibur, what's the shituf between Yaakov and the angels that he can send, mamish angels? The answer is because they were both keeping Dvar Hashem al-Piteva ha-Olam, and not based on the written word. Gevaldik. When the Malachim came back from their shlichus, Yaakov stood in tefillah, and he detailed the Chazdei Amokim, Kibar Makli, Avalti, Esayaldi, Hazir, because with my staff, I passed through the Jordan, and the Midrashim says that the Jordan was a split for him, and this is a simon for his children, that the Jordan will be split for them as well. And that is also the staff, same staff Yaakov used to split the Jordan, is the staff that Moshe Rabbeinu used to split the Yamsuf, the Kriyas Yamsuf. We saw this Achdus in Hakadosh Hashem, this unity in recognizing God. Even the Ubrim said, Zeh Keli Van Veil. There was a unity, even the Ubrim praised God. And from the this Hakadosh, this common recognition, they came to Kabbalah Satara. We had this unity, even though they were in different places, they had different mechitzas, Moshe b'fnei atzma, Aaron b'fnei atzma, Ken b'fnei atzma, Aaron b'fnei atzma, everyone was in their separate places. Nevertheless, they had a unity. But with this unity was established by the, they nevertheless, they were makabel the Torah, ki ish echad b'lev echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put over the Kaflem HaKagigis, in order that they should be mekabel the Torah properly. They shouldn't have any bechira, and they should all have this one ratzin to serve Hashem, be mekabel Torah. All the dargis of achdus lo espiku lan shashan duli kanetz la'aretz. Wasn't enough for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael requires a higher level of achdus. Only Yisrael should be Eretz Yisrael are called kol, kol gadom levu chamat ad nachum mitzrayim. Only we are called, it's a Gemara in Horius and Tav Gimel Manal, a lot of read about this, particularly in the Rogat Shavar, about how only in Eretz Yisrael we would deem kol. We've written about it and spoken about it a lot. It's one of my favorite topics. So there's only a din kol in Eretz Yisrael. And even Malachi Eretz Yisrael are greater than Malachim of Chutz La'aretz. We discussed this in Parashas Vayetze in the Shal Shavis Rasha. Shalalu nikra Malachi Elokim, that the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are called the angels of God, and the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are called Stam Malachim. So Eretz Yisrael has this Milo of Chutz La'aretz even vis-a-vis the Malachim. And the Achdus of Torah is emphasized in the relationship to Eretz Yisrael. Torah Achas Yiyalachem in the parish of Korban Shkoga. And like all the other Korbanos, it's only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. So this unity in Torah is expressed primarily in Eretz Yisrael. The Omek Achdusim Shal Yisrael Vashlamato Barak Shashem Du Bekanis Le'Eretz Yisrael. So this unity was when they were coming into Eretz Yisrael. And then when they passed through the Jordan, all of a sudden there was Alvus. There was Kol Yisrael Rebim Zebezeh. That started when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Sanhedrin 43b, and hopefully we'll get to it in Parshas Tevachim. Rabbeinu spoke about it in his Drasha in Pei Tes in 1929. Yeshua said to the Jewish people to put them in between the two badim of the Aron. This you will know, that the living God is among you. So the Omek Ha'achdus was revealed. He put all the Jews, Kiviyachol, in between the two Badim of the Aron. There was a great nace. And he said that the fact that the two staves of the Aron are able to hold you, surround you, so you know that God is among you. B'zot tedun, with this you'll know, Kikel Kai V'chai V'kil V'chem, that a living God is amongst you. So that's the achdus that the Jewish people have. They come to Eretz Yisrael. Even Torah Shebaal Peh has studim. All the malmalas Torah Shebichsav. Like we have Tovim Dodecha Miyayin, Chavivim Divrei Sofer Midivrei Torah. And this is rooted in Arvus Moav, in the achdus of the Jewish people. See what the Rav writes in Orot HaTorah, in the first parak, in the second and third piece. So there's a certain maila to Torah Shebaal Peh that we don't have in Torah Shebichsav. And the Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh is in Arvus Moav when we had our Achdus, because again, in Arvus Moav is when we became in Arvus Moav is where the Yehoshua was mitzamsim them in Shnei Badei Aron, and that brought the actus of the Jewish people. That's the yisod of the actus of the Jewish people, and that's a preparation for crossing the Yarden, and then having Arvus of Kol Yisrael Reim Zebazev being responsible for each other. So that's what was created at this time. It's unity. So we have the unity of Kriyas Yamsuf, but that wasn't enough. Afterwards, we had the Matan Torah, but we have to come there to Israel. We had unity of Matan Torah, also we have to come there to Israel and have even a higher level of unity, and that's when we had the Arvus, and that's when Yeshua put us in between the Shnei Badei Aron before we crossed over the Jordan. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did when he crossed over the Yarden. Yaakov is the Yisod of Achdus of Yisrael, and the Yisod is Achdus at Torah of Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov is the foundation of the unity of the Jewish people. And right, Yaakov is the one who has the Shvatim, Echad, right, the 13 Shvatim, Aleph, Ches, Dalet. And Kishem, Shem, B'libcha, Elechad, Kachem, B'lib, Enu, Elechad, like we see in Pesachim, Nunvav. That there's this unity of Yaakov and Mitasar Shlema, that all the tribes are on board, Kiviyachol, to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yaakov is the Achdus of the Jewish people, so Yaakov Avinu passes through the Yarden, and we also pass through the Yarden. So Yaakov, when he passed through the Yarden, he was the symbol of Achdus, so he also brought this Achdus to Klal Yisrael. Achdus of Yaakov Avinu, of Klal Yisrael, and also on Torah, like we said, that the Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh is the Achdus of the Jewish people. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilat Yaakov. It's a Morasha from Yaakov, from the Achdus of Yaakov. So we know that Chazal tell us, it's brought in many places. I don't know if it's Chazal, but it's quoted in many places that Moshe Melagav, Yaakov Melabar. Moshe was on the inside, Yaakov was on the outside. So this Torah that Moshe gave us, Moshe's the Pnimius. So that's a Morasha from Yaakov. Yaakov is the Chitzonius, is the outside. So that all comes. We're able to be Mekabel Torah because of the Achdus of Yaakov. Yaakov Madgim Bishuto V'Dilchei V'Tachdut Shel HaTeva. Yaakov personifies in his being the way of Achdus of nature, the Achdus of nature and the Kedusha of Torah, the unity of nature. It's all pointing in one direction. It's all from Hashem, the Kedusha of Torah, and his Torah and his Kedusha are revealed in the Bria. Hashenu Kedosh Yaakov, like we see in Benching. And Esav thinks, I'm going to die. What do I need this Kedusha? What do I need this Avodah Hashemayim? Yaakov is Kedusha. Esav is the opposite. Something was sent to Yaakov. What is that? That's Gid HaNoshe. As Davar Shalach Hashem B'Yaakov, Hashem sent Gid HaNoshe to Yaakov. V'nafal B'Yisrael, Shepashat Yisturo B'chol Yisrael. So the Isser spread to all the Jewish people. This Isser of Gid HaNoshe. The Sar of Esau, when he's battling against Yaakov, he injured his Kaf Yerech, his sciatic nerve. So what he wanted to do is he wanted to harm the Toledos. He wanted to destroy Kedushas Yisrael. He wanted to separate the Kedusha from Teva. Yaakov brought Kedusha into the Teva. And Esav wanted to separate Kedusha from nature. I'm going to die anyway. It's nature, so what do I need this Kedusha for? However, the Achdus of Yaakov stood for him even here. And he proved how even within nature you can be Mekayim mitzvahs and how you can have Kedusha. Yudvar Hashem and Eshlach li Yaakov. So Hashem sent to Yaakov. What did Hashem send? Gid HaNoshe, mitzvah, even in nature. And that spread, v'nafal b'Yisrael, pashat Yisroel b'chol Yisrael, in other words, Esav, wanted to separate between Kedusha and nature, and he wanted to destroy Yaakov's Tolados, he wanted to destroy Kedusha's Yisrael. That's why he hit Yaakov in that area, which is right next near the Bris. And corresponding to that, we now have a mitzvah, and this mitzvah spread to all the Jewish people. So we bring in Kedusha to the Chayei HaTeva, and we have Achdus. We have this unity between Kedusha, between holiness and nature. And Esav asks Yaakov when he sees the women and the children, Mi Eilach, who are these? In other words, Yaakov, you took the Bechor. What shaykhus do you have to Teva? What are you having all these? What are you having a normal life for? You have children, you have wives. What's going on over here? You're not supposed to be a normal guy. You're supposed to be a monk. And Yaakov sends Esav Malachim. Those that are B'nai Brisa, they have the covenant with him. They have a commonality like we discussed before. They have a Schabus. And they can mamish be his Shlichim. So yeah, Yaakov, on one hand, he sends angels. And on one hand, he's normal. He's connected to life. He also can send angels. He combines the two. And this Achdus of the Jewish people, that we are ravens, we're responsible for each other. We're one with nature. We're one with the Torah. We're one with Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov mentions this in his tefillah, Ki b'makli avalti et hayarden. With my staff, I passed through the Jordan. Koach, right, because that's what we saw before. But this was the staff that was also used to. This symbolizes that his children are gonna pass through the Jordan. The Jordan's gonna split for his children, and that's at the time where they had Achdus, right? Aris Moav, Yoshua put them in between the Ba'adei Aaron. He was machid them, and then they passed over into the other side, and then they became responsible for each other. Kodesh Raven Zebazeh. And that's the Makkah, which with Moshe split the Yamsuf, where all the Jews had Achdus, and they said Zekeli Van Veyu. So with this Kibbutz Makkah, Avalti Yisayavei Nazer, he said this Tefillah, which mentioned his Achdus. So Mikoch, this Tefillah, he was able to be Mizgabi, he was able to overcome Asa, because he davened Hashem, and in the tefillah he mentioned Makli Avarta Isa Yadena Zeh, which is Yaakov's Achdus. So that Achdus enabled him to overpower Asa at night when he was battling with the Sar of Asa. It says Vayivosa Yaakov Levado Chazal Darshan. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says Vayimniska Hashem Levado. And about Yaakov, it also says Vayivosa Levado. We both have this meat of Levado. In other words, Yaakov Nitla Sitikvata Tichal Abriya. Call out Sipiot, all the hopes of the Tikkun of Bayoy Mahu. Is all tallying Yaakov and his Zerah, this Levada, that there's only going to be God. Lumat matarot ne'atzalot ayelu nireto ashat rabi elazar, she Yaakov notar al pachim ktanim pestira gemura. How could it be? I'm one of this Levada. On the other hand, it's when he went back for these little chunks. How do we understand that? And we also find v'yichan espanei ha'ir, matbea tikin naim, shvokim tikin naim, rechatzos tikin naim, that he made them coins, he made them marketplaces, he made them bathhouses. So you're also with a kasha. What is he doing? All this gashmis, he has to be attacking the world. However, what Chazal are telling us is that Yaakov strives to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the whole Priya. Even the pachim ketanim. Even sidrei chevra v'kalkala higieno b'riut. He wants to make bathhouses. He wants to make marketplaces. He wants to make coins for the economy. Yaakov wants to be the chaber between the world of kedusha and the world of teva. And that's the way to get to v'niska v'shem levada, that all there is one God. It's only God. Even in the world of Teva, it's all God. It says in the Zohar Kaddish in our parasha that David HaMelech was Mechaber Sefer Tehillim, that Tzul, the Shiras, and Tishbachos, and would be attacking Malchus. That Malchus should be Memole Shiras for Tishbachos Laboyre, because the Malchus of David was Tuliyah Vizshila Zu. In other words, the Malchus is this world, all the Shiras and Tishbachos, even in Malchus, even in the lowest world, were. We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over everything. When Yaakov comes to Shechem, which was the place where Chazal tell us Malchus Beis Dovid was split up, he saw that the preparations for the for one melucha, for the unity of the Jewish people, was not yet in place. So therefore, he was osik b'tikuni matbeya shivakun rechatzos. He was osik in the coins and marketplaces and bathhouses, as Maharav writes in a letter from the year 1916, Tafresh Ayin Vav, which is published in the Gota Raya in the third volume on page 6. U'bishikvar yamim amalti sheYaakov tiken matbeya shivakim b'slashim derav. ומרחצאות, שווקים ומרחצאות, מטביע שווקים ומרחצאות בשכם דווקא, שצפה ברוח הקודש ומקום המוכן לפורניות של חלוקת מלכות בית אביב. The reason Yaakov was mitaking currency, marketplaces and bathhouses דווקא in Shechem is because he saw with his ruach hakodesh that this is a place that's prepared for catastrophes, of, among others the splitting up of Machlis Beis David. And the Yisod Ma'asem Ma'achos Beis Dov Ramu B'Medrash Shum Yishosh Tadachatim Shetzuchim L'Taken. And the foundation of the reason that people were Mois, despised Ma'achos Beis David, which is one of the three sins the Medrash says that we have to fix, is because Mipnei Shenechzera Emuna Shemelech Osek B'Torah B'Chochma Ki David V'Shlomo Yuchal La'asok Yafeh B'Yizkei Olam Shel Hanagat HaMelechut. They said, how can it be? You're Osek in Torah like David and Shlomo, who were such Masmidim, and you also know what's going on in the world, you'll also be able to be involved in Hanagas and Malchus. You're able to be a political leader as well. How can that be? Be able to be involved in the day-to-day life of the people. So they didn't believe that. They were Moris the Malchus. So comes Yaakov, and he's the Yoshev Aholim. He's the man of the Beis Medrash. Natan siman shumetaken gamat beas shivakim mechatzot. He said, no, it can be done. That's why I wanted to bring this Achdus. He said, look, I'm Yaakov, and yet I'm metaken matbeas shivakim mechatzot. What didn't Rashbi? Right, we know that Rashbi was so upset, he was in the cave. So what did he do? He was metaking a tikkun chomer, like we see in Shabbos at the top of Lamed Daman Aman Aleph. He was metayer, the place that Kohanim could walk through. He also was seeking tikkun olam hazeh. So you need this achdus of being metaking, being osik in ruchnias, and also being metaking this world. And in that way, you make it a... You make it God's place. In other words, that's the Tikkun HaMalchus of bringing Hashem down into this world, of making Dirup Tachtonim, of preparing our world for Hashem. That's the Kedusha that Yaakov Avinu tried to bring down to this world. Niskav Hashem Levada, that there's only Hashem, even in the Gashmi world, all there is Hashem. So these hachanas from Malucha, this preparation from Malucha, explains the detail of the Alufim of Esav, the Fnei Malach Melech of Nei Yisrael, before there was a king in Israel. In other words, there was first Esav, and Esav was ruling, but Yaakov already made the preparations for the Malucha, at which time it says that Beis Yaakov is going to be an Esh, and Beis Yosef is going to be a Lahava, Yaakov is going to be a fire, Beis Yosef is going to be a flame, and they're going to burn the Kash, because I'll tell us if they have Beis Esav the Kash, Esav is going to be like straw, Golim Neshpotet Har Esav, and they're going to judge Har Esav, the Haisa, Hashem, Hamalucha. Unbelievable. At the end of each sefer is called Shmuot Araya. Shmuot Araya. So at the end of each Shmua, at the end of each record of the Drasha, the Dari writes a little bit of a summary. So here he writes Mavakei Yaakov Cholzim. Rav Dari, what beautiful, beautiful Hebrew. Mavakei Yaakov Cholzim et Parshatenu Merishita Lesofa. The battles of Yaakov are the thread that runs through our parasha from the beginning to the end. Et Sheira LeYaakov, Hadmut HaHistorit, Meshamesh KeBavua LeGoralo Shel HaAm. What happened to Yaakov, the historical personality, is a mirror of the fate of the nation. Omnam Kaim Hevdel Bein Olamam HaRuchani Shel HaAvot LeBein Zeh Shel HaLevim. There is a difference between our spiritual world and the spiritual world of the Avos. HaTorah Nishmeret B'Shnei Yidanim. The Torah is observed in both times. Just by the Avos, it's with complete harmony with nature. And that's why the Malachim are serving the Avos, because the Malachim also, by their very nature, are doing Dvar Hashem. So Yaakov encompassed that also, combining nature with Avodas Hashem. And he prepared this for his children. We need the book, but on some level, obviously, we're taking our cue from the Avos. This unity, which encompasses all that exists, is a foundation stone in the Rav's world. This achdus in creation, this unity, this overriding unity in creation. And just like that was Yaakov's purpose, that's what Yaakov brought to the world, so too that is the going to be the zenith of the revelation in the future of Niskav Hashem Levada V'Yom Ahu. And please see in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh, in the second Chelek, in Maimar Shlishi, Achdut HaKolelet, where the Rav speaks about this. Hopefully we'll have a shir on that. And there's another Shal Shudas Drashen Vayishlach, Tafresh Tzadi Aleph. So I hope to get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. And the Rav is just... Pillay plus. He's 20 times greater than all of the people who opposed him put together. 20 times greater than all the people who opposed him put together. Or as somebody said it as Levi, I forget which gadol it was. But that the head of that person over there in the they're carrying to his final arrest. At his final rest, it's going to be Tchias Amesim. But his rest, in the meantime, his head is bigger than all the heads here put together. There used to be a magazine called Nekuda. Nekuda was like the settler's magazine. Too bad it doesn't appear anymore. I like reading those things. In any event, it stopped publication many, many years ago. There's an article in there. And they said they brought the Rav's handwriting. They had an article that they brought the Rav's handwriting to a graphologist. And the graphologist said, it's not from our door, it's from hundreds of years ago. Somebody else sent the Rav's handwriting to a graphologist. And this is what, they didn't say who it was. But the graphologist wrote, this is what the graphologist said without knowing who it was. I'm reading out what the... you know, that you can see Rav Cook's handwriting from the Hinayah. כתב היד שלפנינו הוא מראשית המאה הקודמת. וכבר מבט ראשון ניתן להבחין שלא מדובר באדם מן השורה, אלא בשיות משכמו ומעלה, מנהיג רוחני ואיש חזון. You can already see that we're not talking about a regular person. We're talking about a personality who's above everybody else. A spiritual leader and a man of vision. כתב זה שעשוי להראות לזר למדי למתבונן בין ימינו. This כתב, which seems strange to somebody looking at it today, הוא תוצר מופק של הכתיבה הרבנית בת התקופה. He said it's from the beginning of the Oh, the reason that this person knew that it was from the previous century was because the person who brought it to them told them it was from the beginning of the century. But he didn't say who it was. So he says that this is an outgrowth of the rabbinical writing in that period. הגודש והצפיפות הרבה הפשטה ניכרת הכישורים המסובכים בין האותיות באזור התחתון, כולם אופייניים לסוג כתיבה זה המשקף את החשיבה הלמדנית. Basically, the way it's written, very crowded letters, and the complicated connections between the letters and the lower part of the letters, that's the way they used to write back then. So that reflects החשיבה הלמדנית הסקולסטית שהתפתחה בישיבות ליטא. The scholastic lumdus that developed in Lithuanian yeshivas, המבליטה את האוטונומיה של הדמיון היוצר הלמדני ואת הפלפלנות התלמודית, that emphasizes the autonomy of the creative lumdish imagination and the Talmudic pilpul. אולם גם לרק הזה כתב היד שלפנינו בולט ביוחדו, but still it's unique. It's not like every other כתב יד of that period of the Rabbanim. עושר הצורות, the richness of the forms, הכישורים המגוונים והמקוריים, the very מגוון means very different variations, the variations of the connections and the original variations, והרגש העצום and the great feeling, המשוקה בכתיבה that is invested in the writing, מעידים שלפנינו testify that before us is אדם בעל אינטלקט חד, person has a sharp intellect, עושר מחשבתי, rich in thought, ועומק בלתי מצוי, and depth that you just don't find. Very uncommon depth. יתרה מזו, בניגוד ליובש מסוים ומאפיין לעתים את הכתיבה הליטאית, כותב זהו קודם כל בעל לב ועושר וחייתי, דמיון פורה ונפש של משורר ומיסטיקן. In contrast to the dryness that sometimes characterizes Lithuanian writing, right? Lithuanians weren't known for their emotions. So this writer was filled with heart and rich experiences, a very fruitful imagination, and the soul of a poet or a mystic. He was both. Authentic. Very, very authentic. Skipping a few words. Ragshani ba'ofen ha'govel ma'od ma'od extremely emotional. ואם זה בעל עומק וחוש ההבחנה חד וחודר. Very, very deep, with a feeling of, you can, very discerning power. יותר מישהו מנהיג העוסק בהגשמה, הוא איש של אידאות וחזון, וחי בעולם של רוח ויצירה. So, more than he's a leader who's involved in carrying things out, he's a man of ideas, of ideals, of vision. He lives in the world of the spirit, of spiritual creativity. Very mystical, individualisti, v'noez b'machshavotav, individualist, and very, very courageous, very bold in his thoughts. Ach rach ufaisani b'ishivito, isn't that interesting? But when it comes to his personality, he's soft, he's appeasing, that's exactly what he was. ובכל זאת הוא עשוי על עצמו כל מנהיג בזכות הקריזמה האינטלקטואלית שלו, אישיותו הקוראנית והצילות. So he would have developed into a leader because of his charisma, his intellectual charisma, and his shining personality, and his noble ways. So that's mamash incredible characterization of the Rav. And no, what can I say other than Zchus Yogan Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael? And it's a shame we have many, many more thousands of shiurim that we'd like to share. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.